Kuzma.
Oh, yeah. First, Herr Schmott, I told you how to steer into Reb Chaim. So Reb Aryeh Steckler was there, showed me a Maramokam. I was Mechavin in my kasha to the Eretz HaTzvi. Rav Shechtesh, Simon Lamed, right? Simon Lamed. We asked the same kasha. That these two Reb Chaim don't seem to work together. Okay, that's number one. Number two, as far as yesterday she is concerned, the peels. So I found a sefer called Shmita Kilchosa, Rav Moshe Sternbuch. I told you how to steer into Reb Chaim. So Rav Aryeh Steckler was there, showed me a Maramokam. I was Mechavin in my kasha to the Eretz HaTzvi. Rav Shechtesh, Simon Lamed, right? Simon Lamed. We asked the same kasha. That these two Reb Chaim don't seem to work together. Okay, that's number one. Number two, as far as yesterday she is concerned, the peels. So I found a sefer called Shmita Kilchosa, or Moshe Sternbuch, famous author of Moadim Uzmanim and other very interesting works, where he suggests it's in Eric Gimel Sivkot Zayin. Sefer Shmita Kilchosa, he says like this. He quotes the statistics from the Baal Mishnas Yosef, the statistics, and then he starts saying it's. I think he's bavarning a kasha which someone asked yesterday after Shir, which is, wait a minute, if the 17% is used for commercial purposes, and we said it's mutter anyway on the grounds that most people throw it out. And if I recall the Mishnas Yosef, I'm not sure exactly where it is. Maybe I forgot where we had the whole piece to prove that as long as most people throw it out, even though most peels are being used, there's no Kedusha Shvius. It was rise from all over the place. You know what that one is? It's in a tshuva. Somewhere he has that, that's Mahalach. So Rav Sternbuch, I thought meant to ask, I thought, so what do you mean? That even the people who throw out their peels, they still use the peels. Not the ones they throw out, but the ones that are being used in the factory end up in their own house. How? Maybe orange jelly, or maybe as orange juice, or some kind of concentrate, right? Maybe she used to drink the syrupim, even a chutzlar, maybe even having it here. So I thought that's what his kasha was. But if that was his kasha, I'm not sure what the answer is exactly. I think the answer is it doesn't matter for one of a number of reasons, and it's not clear which of the reasons it is. So, in other words, let's pose the question again as it was asked to me. What do you mean most people throw it out? They throw out the peels in the house, but they're using the peels anyway, because they're using the peels, they drink orange juice, or they are syrup, or jelly, etc. They are really using some of those peels. That's how the question was raised. So the answer is one of a number of approaches. First of all, who says the majority of the people drink this orange drink or use orange jelly? Maybe it's not, maybe the facts are not true. That's Allah, maybe. All right, let's talk about people. Or, some people even. Or, if you look carefully in the eight uses that Rabbi Sturman came up with, this commercial use, that have many, if not most of them, are for animal use. He says that he's going in order, kamadake hashimush. You give it straight to an animal to eat. Or you dry it up, and then you give it to an animal. Or you use it for pectin. Doctor? What's that? Pectin? Pectin? Yeah. I remember something from my youth. It's some kind of... Wasn't on the Olga? I don't understand. What's going on over here? Forgot already. So pectin is something. I want to say for human use or for animal use? Huh? It's a food, pectin? You find it in some of the ingredient panels? Okay. Or you says you they used to put it, they put it in salt water, and then they sweeten it and they sell it, sweetened orange peels. Or they make it for medical purposes. Or it's again used for animal use. Or for jelly. Or for this concentrate which is used for juices and syrups. So many of these uses, if not most, are for animals. And my understanding is that most people, especially in our world, don't have animals in the house. They just don't have any animals. Because for them, there's absolutely no use for most of the peels. Even those that are used for manufacture, but most of those within the manufacture, certainly enough to move it up from the 13% over the 16 out of 30, and then 73% out of that 17 is used for animals, and people don't have animals. Yeah. So that's why it's another possibility. Why it should be no Kedusha Shvi'is. Again, to either the Metzius, the average person in Israel does not use any of these uses, these eight uses, or it doesn't matter if he uses it, since he throws out the ones in his house is good enough, or the majority is still for animals, which most people don't have any animals. After all this is said and done, Rav Chermak turns around and is machmir. It's not the first time. He says he thinks that we throw out oranges for a different reason, orange peels for different reasons than they used to throw things out. He gives an example. He says you have a pomegranate peel. That's used for tzeva, for dye. It's very, you know, you got a stain on Rosh Hashanah, that's it, forget it. Doesn't come out. It's a very powerful color. But today we have so many synthetic colors and dyes, so we don't need it anymore. So then you say, oh, so there's no Kedusha Shvi'is. But now orange peels, Rav Sternberg claims, orange peels itself is not as a substitute for its use. It's real food. You can really eat it if you want to, willing to make jelly out of it or something else. Nor of us. We're too lazy. We're too rich. We don't bother. So you look in the garbage can, you find actual food. Food, regular food, edible food you find in the garbage can. All 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. It's not regular food. I read in one of the Sfarim, I think it was in one that Rabbi Harari told me to look at, the Rabbi Chilnichel Stern, I think that's where I saw it, or maybe one of the other Sfarim, where he says, you know, this idea that Pashvi is to look after, it's a good musa for all year long, for all 7 years. We just throw food out like this, you know? How do they say it? Children are starving in Europe or in Africa or somewhere, you know? So, I mean, you know, what's going on over here? You should be more careful not to waste food. You know how much food is wasted in this camp? I hear they have no choice. Health considerations, you can't keep it up. But just think about it. How much food is wasted in this camp is enough to feed... Whatever it is. So, Sir Sternberg, right? You think if I throw out food because I'm too rich, it's not worth my while to go pick up this half a piece of chicken, throw it out. Yeah. Throw it out. There's no Kedusha Shvi'is. He says that peels are the same way. And he says a line over here to try to emphasize his point. I don't believe. He says, peels are real, it's really a fruit. The Mogan Avram, so you make borei pri ha'etz. And you can be mafrish truma ma'isim and aklipas ala pri. I wouldn't do that. I don't think that's true. I think the kalipas are not food at all. I think that it's not edible. Elamai, you could go and padray it to make it into jelly or into some other. And I'm okay to do that. That's the Yerushalmi. And I'm okay to do unusual things. You're allowed to peel things normally. I'm okay to go ahead with kum vasay and make these kind of processing. I thought this whole story was incorrect. Anyway, go back to what we said yesterday. In my opinion, the real tzmuter, Ravosn is not the time. Of course, Ravazna, but he doesn't say what exactly is here. Ravazna is a Taina who says a different thing. That if some people use it, they'll just throw it out. He clears the minorities enough to give it to the Shvi'is. So the Chazanish is Fakir, that's all. So we all know Iker Adin, there's no Kedusha Shvi'is on these peels. That's what I think. Okay. We were discussing yesterday, based primarily on the Sefer Mishpatei Eretz, the other Sefer, that the question becomes, well, what do you do with it, Lemaisa? Well, how do you handle it? So there's an inner Pach Shvi'is that you throw things out. There are Sternberg has a new Chumra in Pach Shvi'is. This one I like. This one I think is not bad. So the problem is, I mean, the way I understand it, who's been there too recently who saw this Pach Shvi'is? You fill it up, but it gets to the top, you throw it out. There are Sternberg has a Taina. The stuff on top is still edible. So he has a new verb. Yotav Shedish Golias. Two Pach Shvi'is. You have to have two Pach Shvi'is. You have one, that fills up, leave it there. And start another one. When the second one fills up, you throw out the first one. See, by the time you finish the second one is already filled, the first one is already rotten. And then you have that empty, you wash it out, and then you start with that one, and then when that one fills up, you throw out the B, ready to keep going. That I like. That makes sense. I mean, that's, you know. Everyone has been in the house with a two-pack issue? No. We have to, you know, if you already have Pach Shvi'is, you have to have two. Huh. Well, sounds like it's not a bad svar. Okay. But the question is, Bichlal, what exactly has Kedusha Shviyas, and how do you handle it? All right, so we started talking about the garbage cans. So someone asked me after the Shia, Rabbi Harari himself asked me, I don't remember anymore. So what's all put in the regular garbage? It's also only a grab hefset. Big deal. What's in the pop Shviyas in the regular garbage? What's the difference? That was the question I was raised. So I was assuming, after the pop Shviyas, what's the difference in the regular garbage? Yeah, so the Chora, this is one of the footnotes to the Mishpadeh, yes, it's Kasha. You just put it in plastic bags. You have plenty of plastic bags nowadays, and just put in the plastic bag in the regular garbage. What can be? What's so terrible? So he writes like this. What did you say? Like what? Very good. Like Meiser. Truma's Meiser, Truma Gadola. What we do is we put it in a plastic bag, we put it in the garbage. You never heard of Pach Truma? Pach Truma, we don't have a Pach Truma. Oh. So the answer is as follows. There, first of all, we're making Mishum Takkola. Try to get rid of it as quickly as possible. Out. It was in the regular garbage, no one's going to touch. Because Chas Shalom, if you eat that Trumas Meister or Truma Gadol, is a shot of a, well, because it could even be the rice that goes to many Mishum, to Chashav Mitzvah Shemai. It's a serious matter. As opposed to Shemitah, where on the contrary, Shemitah, there's no Takkola. On the contrary, Shemitah is men. It's men Liochla. It's mentally awful. Now, question becomes, if you bury it, the kvura, the book, that is, it's rape, and I would do the kvura, the shim takola. So if you buried it, you're making it, power when you bury it, it'll become rotted earlier, so you're doing the kumbah, you can't bury it. But put it in the regular garbage. So he calls it from Avol Yashiv, an interesting idea. That apparently you're being machshil the sanitation workers. That's the problem. The sanitation workers are going to come. What are they going to do with it? They're going to either burn it, they burn garbage, or they'll dochatim also, they'll compact it, they'll crush it, which is also somehow considered to be a hefset pei reshvius via diet. By putting it in the regular garbage, which goes there, leaving machshel, this is the heliga sanitation workers in the heliga land, that they are going to be nichshel in the mafta perishvies. That's what it says. So I was wondering about that. Because after we've spoken about it a number of times, there exists a thing called a heter mechira. Not true, not everyone holds from heter mechira, maybe reason A, B, C, many reasons to be opposed to it, but the chalt, I mean, some people do rely on it. So my understanding is that most of the heliga sanitation workers in Eretz Yisrael, halozich of the heter mechira, they rely on heter mechira. Some of them, they may never have heard of heter mechira. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes in the Tzuvah, which we'll get to in the Mincha Shlomo later on this sheet, that if they would know about the hiss and they know about the heter, they rely on the heter. So that's good enough. So the male, I don't know if you have to be so machmir to worry about the hava of the sanitation workers. If they were there, they were lying on the mechilim. They're in their civilian capacity. They're not working for the kiriya. They don't eat by the shmita restaurants. But they're not, unfortunately, not even. Not only Shabbos Oretz, they're not so careful, but even some of them, even maybe whatever. So, so I don't have to be so worried about that. That's the whole issue. That's the whole, I don't know. He writes in the footnote in the Mishpah Eretz that if you have put in the regular garbage, the regular garbage is going to cause the Shemitah fruits to rot earlier. We spoke about this a little bit yesterday. So first of all, we already pointed out yesterday that if it's all going into the garbage anyway, Rabbi Eliashiv said, it shouldn't make a difference. Because after all, you're not being mashed to be a dive. It's something that's going to cause it to rot earlier. That's number one. Number two, I'm not even sure if the facts are true. She put in a plastic bag. Yes, the Rabbi Yashua was talking about putting two different kinds in one plastic bag. If you put your Shemitah, the minig is to put it in a plastic bag in the pach. I'm not sure why that's true. I couldn't understand that exactly. If you have a regular pach, who eats plastic bags? If you saw the pach is Shvit, were they put in plastic bags or not? No. Oh, Frankfurt. Din is a din. You have to make hummus. That if you have already a pach Shvit, so I would think, well, you need a plastic bag for us. I couldn't understand that. So what I was saying is, if a guy doesn't have a special pach shviyas, but he puts it in a plastic bag, so then, who said it's going to come right out of there earlier because there's some other grown-out chicken on top, or Cheerios, whatever it is going on. Who cares? If it's in a plastic bag of the Messias, I'm not sure if it gets rotted out of here earlier because the other things are on the outside. No, earlier it would be in a pach shviyas in a plastic bag. I don't know. And that's another issue with the regular garbage. Bizoyin perish shviyas. The question is there such a thing? Is there such an issur? Does it exist? Is it a pseudo issur of bizoyin perish shviyas? So we quote the machlokes in Pnei Moshe and Aruch HaShulchan. Does such an issur exist or not? Assuming it exists, I'm still not 100% sure why it's a bigger bizoyin for the perish shviyas to be in a plastic bag and a regular garbage surrounded by chicken on one side and cheerios on the other, as opposed to being in a pach shviyas but surrounded by apples on one side and oranges on another. It's a chalz garbage. This is garbage and that's garbage. Oops, I mean, the halig of chicken had a shchit on it and it's a chol of Yisrael with the cheerios. Why is that any number? I mean, what's the difference? I mean, what's Mali this garbage, Mali that garbage? I'm not sure. I mean, Mona Shachar, it's different. I just wasn't exactly sure why it's a bigger bizoyin. I don't know. And what about pits? We saw the Mishnah about pits. I thought pits nowadays, no one eats pits. They call the pits a sweet pits, isn't it? I thought all pits are thrown out today. Anyone eat pits? You know about anyone eats pits? Anybody? I don't know. I thought it should be mutter. That's what I thought. I thought peels are also mutter, on the grounds that we mentioned yesterday. Pits is even more, it should be more mutter than pits. That's what I thought. Okay, Rabotai, with that we proceed to the next topic, the Siyata Dishmaya. Very important topic. It's called Meshumar V'Nevad. And I asked you to look at a Rambam in the very first Mishnah we learned. Remember that? Perek Lev Mishnah Aleph? That's where the thing comes up right away. Remember the expression lo necha v'lo nevad? Yes. We don't throw anything on the floor. Don't be a litter bug. But if you throw into the regular garbage, I thought. So you want to be a little bit more? Holy land. I don't know. Everything is holy. So the Rambam, we learned in the Mishnah in Shviyas Pegvav Mishnah Aleph, the very first Mishnah that we saw, expression lo necha v'lo nevad. So the Rambam changed his mind into the Pshat. He first learned Pshat, the Ritz Geis in the Mishnah. That's what we have in our version. In the Kapach edition, you saw the Kapach edition? He changed it. In the Madura Basra, and in the bottom puts on the Madura Kaman Rambam. So he writes, what do you mean, Lo Nevad? He said, Lo Nechav Lo Nevad. What does it mean? She'osur lo navodas aratahi, v'im te'oved ayadei acher, osur lechom mimasha tozi. There's an Easter Nevad. So writes Rambam in Perek Vav Mishnah. There exists an issa called Neva. The problem is it often a Mishnah Fakert? So Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In Perek Dalit, Mishnah Beis. So take a look, everyone turn please. Perek Dalit Mishnah Beis, a very important Mishnah. The Mishnah says, so in our print it's page 56, the regular one, and about last line. Sodash and Netaiva. What does Netaiva mean? It was plowed. Be Shami Omim Ain Ochlin Peyroseb Shvis. Oh, he said never. You work the land illegally on Shvis. You can't eat the fruit. But Be Silo Omim Ochlin. We've done pots like Be Silo. What's going on over here? He passed like Be Silo. All right. So the Rambam is old kasher. I'm going to change his mind. He backed out. And he's matter never. However, the Ravid likes the Rambam, right? The Ravid likes the first Rava. It reminds me a little bit of something which we really didn't discuss at all. It's really a little bit too far to get involved in. We're working with an assumption that this year is Shemitah. Not so Pashut. I just got the copy of the Jewish Observer, Zalkanta Taram. That's the prime one of the Rabbanim wrote in the last issue, that Hope Shittikul Torah to prove this year Shemitah, not last year, the year before. Da, da, da. And it was one of the Rabbanim wrote back, you shouldn't write about halachas in a popular journal as if there's a Havamina Fakert. It could cause a Zilzal and Shemitah. As a matter of fact, there was a Zilzal and Shemitah. Because there was someone who wanted to say, Pimata the Heta Mechira, on the ground that we don't want Shemitah anyway. And Beis Halevi talks about it here. So we shouldn't have any Shemitah, because maybe it's this year, maybe it's next year, we should be Mekel and Vol to them. We learned Pesachim this year. It comes up in Arvei Pesachim Kuf Ches. You know, the first two curses, the last two curses, the Mishnah and the Melech, and the Sof Mukuf. Gan Tamayis, you can't do that. But there's a whole article there about whether it can be resolved or not. So when exactly is Shemitah? But I'm reminded because it's the Machlokot Rambam and the Gaonim. What about Yovel? You count Yovelos nowadays. Does the Gaonim say no? No. Since the Churban, no. And the Rambam doesn't see what. Why not? If he's passing that, the after even then there was a concept what we call Manu Yovlos the Kadesh Shemitim, the Gemara. That even though there's no real Yovel, you only count Yovel for the purpose of when one Shemitah is. Rambam says why nowadays? Then the Rambam writes, but let die even they die to go. Give me a Rambam. Yeah, a fancy one. I'm sure has a. Oh. Okay. Which Tarek is it in? Where's our Rambam? Here it is. The Rambam is a Tarek Yud Halacha Vav. That's the Gaonim. But after the Churban, I will call a Gaonim Amush and Mesoris if you day am Ishmi Piyish Shalomano Bolson Shivim Shana Shemen Churban by a Swishin and Finian by a Shani Ella Shmitis Bilvaba Lo Yovel the Chemishachara Bachrona Lomano Shnas Hamishim Ella Shnas Sheva Sheva Bilvad Mina Churban וכן עולה מתלמד עבור הזר כפי שחש מזה שמי קבולה and he quotes the גאונים and על זה אנו סומכים כפי חש מזה אנו מורים ונה מייסס ושביס שקבולה והמייס עמודים גדול ובהרו ובהן רואי להיטולוס even though he himself learned shot in the previous halach at the beginning of Perek Yud that they really should have been Yovos too even today says the Ravid Well, maybe the Gaonim said that even Bizman Abayis. Aval Eini Sova Lokid Ivraim, Velokid Vorov. And he says, Pshat in the Ravid, the Ravid passes Alocha, like the Rambam. Like the Rambam originally said. It's one of the few places where the Ravid holds like the Rambam originally said. Here's another one. The Rambam originally said in Pshat, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, and El Necha, Olo Nevas, and he said, Nevas. Then he backed out later. And the Ravid goes in his merry way. In Perek Dal and Alocha Tezvav and Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, and says, "I like the Rambam's original pshat. There exists an Isser of Nevad. Lamatzinu ben Nizra b'Zoreh b'Shvius Shem Heter." Problem is, the Rambam is against the Mishnah. Problem by Mishnah. The Mishnah is Beferish right over here. That based according to Beis Hillel, Nevad is Mutter. That's the problem. Enough for the Mishnah. Enough for the Mishnah. So the Chazon Ish suggests. That, well, Lomatino says the Ravid over here, Vizorea Vishvir Shemhet. Maybe he's only answering what we'll call Nizra, where the primary planting was done by the person on Shemitah. The only time we pass like Vesil that it's Mutter, was something secondary, such as the plow. The true plow is very important. You can't plant without plow. But the plow was not the main action of the priest, right? So therefore, it makes a chilbut between Nizra and Nevad in general. Nevad meaning everything else but Nizra. And many poskim in fact hold this way. That Nevad is mutter, but Nizra is worse. Nizra is worse. Oh. Problem is, take a look, and I want everyone to have a ritva. There should be enough around. There's some more on my desk. Please pass it around, Trevor. Take the whole batch. Trevor doesn't have to. Just take and pass. The problem with this is as follows. If Ritva, the last half of Yevamis, because there's two two problems. One is a problem of Meshulam, which we'll get to soon, and one is a problem of Nevat. So we're discussing Nevat first. So the Vos says as follows. Let's read the whole thing. The whole Ritva is worth seeing inside. So instead of picking it, let's just read the whole thing. So we'll go ahead a little bit ahead. Mishumar, it's a related topic, but we'll just go straight into the Ritva. Everyone has the Ritva? You all have the text, it'll be easy to read together. All sorts of the famous Gemara. Goy she'amoche peres bashuk v'ama shal orlahem shal nether revayim shal azekahem azokahem pirish rashi b'shem rabosav zal shal azoka pardes l'uzakem v'gadol osav v'gadol osav v'ushna shviz v'abalu peres mishumar v'shviz shem asurin. There exists a separate issue called mishumar. Hikshu zal the peres mishumar meinam asurim l'konos man abir. We'll get to beer later. There is an Isra of Meshumar. Rabbeinu Tam, based on a Sifra, says there exists an Isra called Meshumar. Rabbeinu, I go to the Ramban, tell Heshiv. No. Dahi Brysel of Baal, Esra of Peres Atzma. Hello, Esra of Tzira. That's the Isser. Not the food is Isser. The food is also a Panisha Mizarashi Befer Shachumishalov. Shakosta has invaded Zirechel of Simpson and Zirechel Shefrashta Vinzartos and Ibn Odom, Klofkarta Osam Lo Simpson Osam, Kedarach Abitzira. And on the whole way of Hefkin Shadashim Sifra, Lo Simpson Kedarach Abots, and Kanamatana shall shrieth and coast the mouths of the Mumsa. When Masechus Sukkah and Dirik Apirish Rashi's out, that there's no Isra of Meshumar. He brings Rias about this. Okay, when I'm Oretz, when I'm Meshumar, I feel a bit Chatz Yisra Osir. There's Yisra of Skorok, otherwise it'll be also even less than that amount of money. So what is Azaka? It's over here on the next page, in the third column. This is the name of a city. Finished, the name of a city. That's all. Inami, and here's where Oregon comes in. The Lashon Azaka Lashon Ozek Vein Hazesim. Okay, it's of course in the Gemara Menachos Pehem and Beis, he quotes in the bottom, yeah. Shepirusha Chofer O'olstam Kimin Ugyos Limaloso Ofer Vavri Elami Vyoser. He was never. Ubnekach HaPeres Atman Asurim B'Shviyas Kevin Shebo Machmas Avodas HaShviyas Uchid Arminon Hanotea v'shviyis ye'oker. That's Perek Beis Mishnevot. V'sodesh in the taiva or the daira lo tizor b'motzoi shviyis. That's Perek Dalet Mishnev Beis. Uchgon she'omer ha'goy she'misodesh shel Yisroel she'oskin Yisroel o she'ozak goy v'shlichuso de'boho de'konsu chachomim les v'peros. That's last July's Ritva, very, very important. But one thing is, what is going on? The raya that he brings from Perek Dal and Mishnah Bay is the raya listor. Mamash a raya listor. Take a look in the footnote 250. Mamash brings a raya listor. He says, Ha'ach raya misodash in the taiva makor baramban v'huska b'miri kadal v'rashbo u'kenira de mechuvan a raya dim konsu shalo l'zoro b'moti shviz hu adin shekonsu shalo yochol ha'peres hatzim b'shviz v'tzorachin de b'seifa de masnis v'shviz sham isa. I think he's right. They're learning that although Beisilo passes its mutter, it's only mutter lacherim, but for the person himself, it's in fact also. I think he's right. Therefore, they made in fact the knas of neva. The rabbonah. Pashas is the rabbonah. Take a look in the very next footnote. Footnote 251. Mavua de Kolis and Neva de Rakma de Rabbanon. Mishum Knas. Against those who say it's the Raisa, either because of the Losoka called Toeva, etc. But the Kesef Mishnah quotes a Kafta Veferach. It sounds like it's also Mida Raisa. And the Kesef Mishnah seems to be to agree with it. So he doesn't understand why it should be the Chazadish doesn't like it. Rov Rishonim say it's only there. There's no Isa Neva Mida Raisa. is the Yerushalmi in Shkolin, which the Poskim quote, the Chazon Ish, as it's called, it seems to be a raya that is Issa never with the Raisa. It talks there about the Omer. How can you have an Omer from Shvius if you have to go to do the Avod of Kripashtas? And then it's you do a Komet, so the Shira and the Cholim, the Holy.
two girsos in the Yerushalmi. But with the one girsos, you can say it's so much tzvichin. But the other girsos, but never, so then you have a right never to the right. All right, so two girsos. Which is the right girsa? Look at all the Yerushalmis that we have over here, different editions of the Yerushalmi, see what they have. that there are two girsos in the Yerushalmi. But the one Yerush girsi, you could say it's talking about Tzvichin. But the other girsos, about Nevis, and then you have a right Nevis, the right. All right, so two girsos. Which is the right girsa? Look at all the Yerushalmis that we have over here, different editions of the Yerushalmi. See what they have. That's in Shkola. See what, bring Rabbi Well, which we have to do, to see what, what's the correct chat. All right, do we have it in Sevier? Do we have it in the camp? No, don't have it. Clear. Okay, so that's the stuff where it depends on different gear cells and the Yerushalmi Shkola. Okay. Now, the Ritva says this Knas of Nevad was imposed where a Yisrael did it or a Goy did it, Bishlichus Shel Yisrael. And I looked up the original source, not that original, the Ritva is copying from the Ramban and the Rashba. So we have Baruch Hashem, the Ramban, the Rashba, and Yevamos in the new editions. Looked them both up. Neither of them has this line. The Goy also Bishlichus Shel Yisrael. So that's one thing about that. What are they fighting about? This Easter of Nevad, does it apply when a Goy did it? Does it not apply when a Goy did it? So I was thinking maybe it goes back to the first year, we said. Opening day. The Shaila is, if I have a Goy do Malacha for me Bishmita, am I over on a Daraisa or not? That's what I was thinking. Maybe the Knas only applies by Malacha's Daraisa. We'll see soon a possible smach for that. Maybe the Knas only applies by Malacha's Daraisa. So by Malacha's Daraisa, they made a Knas. Now when a Goy does the Malacha, at my behest, is that the Raisa of the Rabbana? Maybe the Ritva and the Mugayos hold as the Raisa. And therefore they hold that they make the Knas never applies even there. With the Ramban and the Rashba who omit this Shlichus of Goy, maybe they hold the Rabbana, maybe. And that's why the Knas was not imposed. That's just a possibility that I was thinking about. The Ravid in the Torah's Kohanim goes beyond that. Beyond that. Over here in the footnote 251 towards the end, we have it in the Sefer Aschus in Sukkah. Quote the last few lines of the footnote: Avol Shalazeka he eretz avuda umetuyeves v'im svichim asurim b'shvius kol shken peres eretz avuda bein shel akum bein shel Yisrael. End quote. The Hainu the Gabi never be shall go asur my parents in the day mitzad svichin. Svichin, he means really, doesn't mean svichin, it's all my parents either of it. He means nevad as a knas. It means the word svichin is a little bit of the vegetables and grains. The plant. He means what he means, nevad betoras a knas. Even if it's a goy does it in a goy's land. How can that be? How can that be? What's happening over here? What's the track? Anybody? Only way I could possibly think of is if you hold the end of Shabbos HaOretz, that Klal Yisrael has an obligation to see to it that Eretz Yisrael rests on Shemitah. Not only Marley, and Gan Eretz Yisrael rests on Shemitah. So I have an obligation to buy the land away from the Goy, at whatever price, to make sure that it rests on Shemitah. So if I didn't do that, there's a knas. Otherwise, how can I make a knas? A goy did work in his land, and there's a knas against me. How can I have a possible? I don't know. Unless you say a different shot, and that depends how you read the lashon of the Ravid. Let's read it again. Avol shalazeka he eretz avuda metuyeves masvich and asur meshvius kolshken peres eretz avuda bein shel akum bein shel Yisrael. So he writes that the hainu gam ben neved bishel goy asurin. Maybe the neva means that the land is the goy, but the person who's working is a Jew. If that's what the Ravid means, then it's no kasha. Maybe the Ravid is saying over here that it's the land is a goyish land, but the one who's doing the avodas hakarka b'shvius is a Jew. How did you read this Ravid? I mean, I couldn't exactly tell for sure what he meant. But it's in ganzen goyish, or means the land is goyish, but the worker is Jewish. So, if that's what it means, then it's a little bit better. Now, what did the Ritva say? We have the written right in front of us. What did he say? Look inside. What did the guy say over there? Coach Omer Hagoy, Shahoya Misada Shal Yisrael she'oz kin Yisrael, or she'ozak goy b'shlichuso, but only in the Sada Yisrael. So it's a machlokas to Ritva and the Ravid. If it's in a goyish field, is there a knas of nevad or not? So, track. Why would after Sada shel Yisrael she'oz kin Yisrael? What about a Sada shel Nochri she'oz kin Yisrael? Not a problem. Sada shall Yisrael oskin goy b'shlichuso is a problem. But Sada shall Yisrael shall oskin a goy, the impression is clear from the Ritva. Again, Sada shall goy shall oskin Yisrael, the impression is quite clear, would not be a problem. Is this a riot that he holds what? Yesh kinyan la'akl nafkia? And therefore it's not even a voda shavistay nochri? How do you read this Ritva? No, come on, look inside. The last piece. Don't you omer agoy? The last little three lines. No, how do you read it? Shem misada shall Yisrael shall oskin Yisrael, or shall ozak goy b'shlichuso. Where? Presumably in the misada shall Yisrael. No, I think so. The behol shall come to chachamim. But if it was sada shall goy shall oskin Yisrael, it sounds like it'll be mutter. Why? Why did it say sada shall Yisrael? What if it's sada shall goy? Adulam Psha. No. Adulam Psha. I was wondering, I mean, no? Is it a riot that he holds that a goy, land given over to a goy, there's no easy to do avodas hakarka on it? Which we thought was a das yachid, what? Oh! So Eitan suggests, no. So do avodah would be awesome. But there's no knas. Why not a knas? If the same mitzvah, why not a knas? So the answer might be as follows, which is very interesting. You have to work on based on two assumptions. If this deal can be false correct, you have to assume two things. Number one, you have to assume l'chora that there's no kedush shvius, the perish shel goyim, like the base yosef against the mabit. And number two, you have to assume that the knas of Neva was only imposed on Perish Shvis. Sheyesh them Kedusha Shvis. We discussed before Svichim. We'll come back to it, Barichas. It's an Isa Svichim when there's no Kedusha Shvis. Even though it's a knas, but still, Chashash. Maybe they only made knoses in Xeris if they had Kedusha Shvis, otherwise not. The Chorat, you have to assume Pshat and the Ritva over here. It's like Eitan said, there's no knas. Why not? At least it's the same if you assume it is also, because there's no Kedusha Shvis. No one quotes this Ritva, all that whole mass of man, that polemic back and forth. So I'm too good to be true. I mean how come no one quotes this Ritva? How was Lepsha? No? If someone has the horror, let me know tomorrow. Rabbi Harari left. I don't know. We have to either call him up, we have to come up with a teretz on your own. A pshat. Why is this a Raya Brewer? Maybe it is a Raya Brewer. That Tadizi Sodas, that either it's mutter to actually till the soil, if it's a Goyish field, or at least there's no Knaz, which implies there's no Kedusha. Let's say the whole deal is Lav Dafka. But if the Ritva says, Omar Goyish, I have a Sada Shal Yisrael, Shal Oskin Yisrael, why do you have to throw in the word Sada Shal Yisrael? So I have maybe a Tchia, but let's see what you have to say. So I'll give it till tomorrow, the time when you're in Mach Shavis. Maybe you have something to say about it. One more Nakuda over here, in this very same footnote, you see that that Nevad is the Rabbanon. So he quotes the brackets from the Hilchos Shvius of Ben Yamin Zilba. I'm trying to get a hold of that still. Shadiak may arrive it in the Sifra. So Af Yishomer Osim and Atar, we call Mishomer Osim and Daraisa. Mikol Makom Ersh the Nevad Mutam and Atar. How could that be? Is the Nevad worse? He didn't do any Malacha. He didn't do any Avodah Zakak. He Bir HaGrab, that's Ben Yamin Zilba. The Hainam Shem the Shomer Nasa Isu Beperus Atzmon. Mashenkin never with Gufa Vera who bekarkel of a Paris. I assume that maybe he's not talking about Nizra, he's talking about Tam Harisha of this nature. So there, though, you did an Avera the Raisa of Avodas Akaka Mishmita, but not on the fruits, on the land. So therefore, there's no Isu the Raisa on the Paris Ayotzim. As opposed to Meshumer, well, though you didn't do an Isu the Raisa most stringent center of Avodas HaKarka, but whatever issue you did do, which may be a Daraisa, maybe an essay, whatever it is done to the parents themselves. That's why the Meshumah could be a Nisa Daraisa. Fine.
So we have this machlokas. Let's move now to Meshumer a little bit. What's Shita's role of Apostle? But Moshe writes in a tshuva by the Esrogim, I mentioned already once before. No problem, that's Rikshul Shemitah. Ah, it's Meshumer. Ah, Rova Apostle make. So the Mishnah, Yosef writes, this is in a tshuva, if I'm not mistaken. Chelik. I'm not sure which Chelik anymore. One of the Chalokim. He doesn't understand that Rav Moshe, this is a Chelik which is written, he wrote when Rav Moshe was alive. He writes Shlita, and then at the end he writes down in the interim, Rav Moshe was Nifter. So it was written around came out of Tavshin Mem Zayin, not Shemitah year. So he said he counted up all the poskim, but that's just simple, there's a majority. Well, let's go. We have quite a majority going for us over here. Who is Matir over here so far? Rashi, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the poskim here, the Rambam, because the Rambam never mentioned an Easter of Meshumah. So now who can match up against a 5-on-5? Who can match up against these people? We already heard of them from the Shalashidus Torah, right? We had also some matchups, yeah. So wait a minute. Rabbeinu of Shorashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Balamor and the Ravid in Masechta Sukkah, and Al Kula and Mabaruch point out that the Gro holds that way. The Gro passes that way. So it's like a 5-on-5. I mean, I'm sure there are many more on the side of each side. Not so posh, there's a robe that's Makil in this child. But Rav Moshe still felt that the Rova Poskim was Makil, Shvius, the Rabbonon, etc., etc. But now there's one more interesting, fascinating question. What about Meshumer in the hands of a Goy? A little bit about never by a Goy. What about Meshumer in the hands of a Goy? That's not Mefurish, black and white, in most of the Poskim was a Meshumer. The Ravid apparently understood that the Balamor acid it. Only Meshumer B'Yad Yisrael is also. Why? Because the Yisrael is Mechuyev, Shteitin Posuk, Vashvius Tishmeteno Natashto. And this Yid didn't do what it says in Posuk, so Meshumer is also. But a Goy? A Goy is Chayev and Tariak Mitzvahs. So the Ravid is against the Balamor. What are you talking about? Yes? We'll assume the Goy is all from Goy from beginning to end. Goy owns the land, the Goy guards the land, the Goy owns the fruits, everything, all Goyish. And the Ravid interpreted the Balamor asked that too. And he said, it's not true. That should be, in fact, Mutter. Knew what's Takap Shat in the Balamor, assuming the Balamor, in fact, does answer it. How in the world can it be us? So there's a discussion of this in the Mishnah Siyosif, but also in an article on something called Beis HaTalmud. Those were here last year when we had the Lemekvos. So there's a Gvaldik, a Kerl, I think it's Rav Zholdi's Kerl, right? It's called Beis HaTalmud, Rav Bakshi used to write there, the Rav Aram Mishaya Bloy, they used to write, they wrote there. So there's now an article by Rabbi Folikman. I think it was in the Shemitah Tavshin Chavav, I think it's what it said. That was another one. Because there's one, they had certainly Tavshin Chavav, they had a Beis HaTalmud on these in Yonim. And he has a very nice presentation. If you ask Rabbi Simon, he'll give you a copy of it. He makes the following analysis. Very interesting. He says, the reason one could explain why it might be awesome, Meshumer, even by a Goy, is because not it's like a knas, because you violated Vashmir, Tishbeten, and Natashto. So the Torah asks you in the fruits. Not pshat at all. But different pshat. The pshat is, the Torah gave the Perish Shvirs over La'ochla, Lahaklov for you and for the behemoths and for the chayas, what we call b'derech hefker. You're only allowed to eat perish shvius b'derech hefker. However, if these perish shvius were being guarded even by a goyish owner, and the goy is not chayav in tayag mitzvahs, but I'll call upon him, it's not b'derech hefker. The goy says it with his shotgun, that you take one more step and I'll, what do they call it? I'll OJ you, right? What do they call it? I'll take care of you. Right, so he's standing there with his ski cap there, whatever he's standing there with. So Mimela, that's not called eating at Derech Hefker. If you want these oranges, give me $100. So you give him $100, give you the oranges, you run for your life. But that's not considered to be Derech Hefker, so even though he's not over in any surah, which could, it might be awesome. This is what the is explained in the base HaTalmud. Very nice chat.
Very nice chat. Nafka Mina, is it another Nafka Mina? Yes, no.
No
responsibility. Bottom line, these payers were not available with Derech Hefker. Not available with Derech Hefker, so then it's us. Could be another Nafka Mina, Rabosai. Possibly. That is written over there in the base of Talmud between these two Stunim of the Chakira. It's a Chakira, you know what that's saying? Well, the Chakira, that's the word better? A Chakira. What's Pshat of Meshumer? Is Meshumer the Pshat that the Isser that you were Meshamer it renders it unfit for use? Or is Pshat in Meshumer the fact that it's not eaten in Bederach Hefker? Not in Afkamina, possibly. Let's say that now the Perish Shvius, which were at one point Meshumer, are now Hefker. In history, they were once Meshumer, but now it's Hefker. Is it Mutter or is it Asa now? What do you say? Rash, in the Torah's Kohanim, asks it. Why? That seems to go with the Mahalach of the Ravid. The Ravid only Meshumer by a Yid. But once it's Meshumer by a Yid, it's also the Olam Void. Because you were in violation of the Tashna, it's Nisa Hefta. You want to call it, and therefore it's us forever and ever and ever. However, if one is to maintain that the nature of the Yisr is, and that's a question, we'll see. The Ritva quotes it, footnote 243. It is, and Baruch pointed out that this is a change in Girsa in the Chevelle edition. Those have a chance to look it up. You'll see, it's a very one letter has changed. Same letter we spoke about in Moshe Shabbos. A very important. Letter. So if you see that letter that changed, that may have an impact on some of these levels. We'll stop now. Tomorrow we'll complete these in Yonah, maybe even some of the next topic if we have a chance. Slow.